T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The multi-state midterm campaign push takes President Trump to Cincinnati today.
President Trump headlines a rally in Lebanon in suburban Cincinnati tonight in support of U.S. Senate candidate Republican Rep. Jim Renacci, who polls show is down by double digits weeks out of the midterms against incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Thank you, Ohio. I love Ohio. What a victory.
That during one of President Trump's 2 visits to Ohio in August, including support for Rep. Troy Balderson, who went on to win a special election for Ohio's 12th congressional seat. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The state of Washington, now the 20th state to ban or abolish the death penalty.
All 9 justices on the state Supreme Court ruled the death penalty has to end because it's not being fairly applied. They considered in their ruling a study commissioned by the legal team of a death row inmate. It found the death penalty is given 4.5 times more to black defendants than white ones. Governor Jay Inslee supports abolishing it, but knows not everyone is. He said he talked to victims of those on death row, including a man whose daughter was murdered.
He said, "Look, Governor, all you need to understand is I'm an eye for an eye kind of guy. I mean, basically, that's what I believe. And I understand that."
Inslee said he would sign a legislative measure eliminating the death penalty, but while one passed the Senate earlier this year, it failed to pass the House. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new survey finds thousands of young children going without vaccinations.
The Centers for Disease Control estimates 100,000 children have not received vaccinations against any of the 14 diseases for which shots are recommended. The numbers come from a telephone survey of parents of about 15,000 toddlers, and the estimate is based on a finding that 1.3% of children born in 2015 did not get any vaccinations. One question the survey did not answer is why parents didn't vaccinate their kids. The researchers didn't ask. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're talking rain as we start the day, but we could be dealing with snow by the end of the weekend. Moisture from a tropical system southwest of us is coming our way today, and that will give us some rain, eventually drizzle with a high 57, partly cloudy, 41 overnight, light rain again Saturday afternoon with a high 56, and as a blast of colder air arrives on Sunday night, some of the rain may change over to snow briefly, but end by Monday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light rain, 47 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 836, Steve and Ted. On a Friday morning, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. And he's going to tell us about, well, first of all, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now admits to mistreating women.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is admitting nearly 2 decades after sexual misconduct allegations that he's crossed the line with women. In a recent interview with Men's Health, he said, "Looking back, I stepped over the line several times, and I was the first one to say sorry." The former California governor was accused by 6 women in 2003 of sexual misconduct. 3 said he grabbed their breasts. Schwarzenegger said, quote, "I feel bad about it, and I apologize." At the time, the actor-turned-politician denied the charges, saying it was a politically motivated attack. Schwarzenegger went on to serve as governor from 2003 to 2011. He is currently shooting Terminator 6. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Kanye West delivering a memorable Oval Office visit with President Donald Trump yesterday. The rap star, a long monologue in the Oval Office, dropping a few F-bombs along the way. The 2 men were surrounded by photographers, talking about social issues, even sharing a hug.
Kanye West's unconventional and entertaining dialogue included everything from his personal business deals, ending stop and frisk in Chicago, North Korea, and manufacturing here in the U.S.
We have to bring jobs into America because our best export is entertainment and ideas. But when we make everything in China and not in America, then we're cheating on our country.
Kanye's statement lasted nearly 10 minutes before the president chimed in to compliment Yeezy on his honesty, but compliments were not what West received from his fellow entertainers. Rapper and actor T.I. writing, "This is the most repulsive, disgraceful, embarrassing act of desperation and auctioning off of one's soul to gain power I've ever seen."
While President Trump has been shunned by much of the Hollywood establishment, Kanye West says he's a fan. The rapper tweeted earlier this year that he and Trump share, quote, dragon energy. There you go. A legendary guitar player calling for an end to corporate politics and choosing who gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh complains to TMZ it's not the artists or the fans choosing who gets memorialized in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The corporate sponsors get to pick, and then the people get to vote. There's a lot of people, I don't know why they're in there.
As for who should be in there, Walsh is pushing for a guitarist that's been pushed aside by time named Link Wray, who died 13 years ago.
He had a song called Rumble. And all us guitar players wanted to be Link Wray.
Walsh himself was inducted into the Rock Hall as a member of the Eagles back in 1998. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A couple of local theater notes. The Newman Theater Department is doing a murder mystery dinner theater for the first time ever. They opened last night. They got two more performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You do have to have an RSVP, so contact the Newman box office if you'd like to get a seat. They will not sell tickets at the door. Tickets are $25 each. You get dinner and a show at the Jabara Theater there at Newman in the DeMatteis Hall. How about that?
How about that?
It's a full four-course dinner you get along with that for that $25.
Good,
good deal.
Yeah.
And this is closing weekend for Bonnie and Clyde, the musical. The Forum Theater is putting that on with performances tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. Bonnie and Clyde, the musical. Steve Hitchcock is starring in that. Good stuff. Check that out. Closing weekend for that. Let's go to the movies this weekend. A biopic on Neil Armstrong and Bad Times at the El Royale.
I'm Michelle Polino. In First Man, Damien Chazelle takes a look at the life of astronaut Neil Armstrong and the legendary space mission that led him to become the first man to walk on the moon on July 20th, 1969.
We're planning on the flight being successful.
Ryan Gosling stars as Armstrong, Claire Foy, his wife.
It's starting to look like Halloween around here.
Just in time for Halloween, Goosebumps 2 Haunted Halloween is the sequel to the movie adaptation of R.L. Stein's beloved children's horror series, where two young friends find a magic book that brings a ventriloquist dummy to life.
What are you doing out here?
I got a job singing in Reno tomorrow.
Bad Times at the El Royale gathers seven strangers, each with a secret to bury. They meet at Lake Tahoe's El Royale, a rundown hotel with a dark past. Over the course of one fateful night, everyone will have one last shot at redemption before everything goes to hell. Jeff Bridges, Dakota Johnson, and John Hamm star. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
It was 25 years ago on this day that actor Leon Ames passed away. He was in a ton of movies and TV over the years.
Right.
You might remember him as kind of the stuffy father figure in some movies of time period. He'd Meet Me in St. Louis. He was the dad, on Moonlight Bay.
Now I'm thinking of
him. He was the dad, And he was the DA in The Postman Always Rings Twice.
That's right.
Twice.
That's right.
Good role for him in a pretty good movie. He was also the president of Medfield College and the absent-minded professor.
Flubber.
And his final film role was he played Kathleen Turner's grandfather in Peggy Sue Got Married.
Flubber. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
The absent
Leon
professor.
Ames, good actor. He passed away 25 years ago today. Here's some, this happened 40 years ago today.
You had to have the white hot spotlight. You had to be a big
40 years ago on this day that Billy Joel released his hit album 52nd Street. It was his sixth overall album. It became his first album to top the charts. And it would go on to win Album of the Year at the 1980 Grammys. A lot of singles off that album. Big Shot, Stiletto, Honesty, My Life, Zanzibar. Good album. Billy Joel, 52nd Street. That came out 40 years ago today. And let's finish with one more funny line from The Tonight Show. Let's check in with Jimmy Fallon.
Facebook will now let you launch group chats with 250 people at once. Feature even has a new name, Hell.
There you go. Okay. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know, they're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. So if you want to get there, make sure you get there here on Friday or Saturday and get yourself a tasty pizza right there. They do a great carry-out business, so write down their phone number if you want to carry out. Order ahead, 788-2011, 788-2011. Man, it's tasty
you
stuff.
You might want to try the baked spaghetti. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you recommend the spaghetti. I recommend the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there. Oh, and the cheese bread.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal on the way. Technology and change ahead for Wichita. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.